Heard around the world, around the world, around the world. This is the day we all come together. You are listening to the World College Radio Day Global Marathon.
We are grateful for the support of the following sponsors who have made the 2020 24-hour World College Radio Day Global Marathon possible. Hindenburg, Live 365, and Spinatron. This global marathon is powered by Live 365.
Hello, my name is Eva Gustafsson. I'm the station manager of K103 Gothenburg Student Radio. I am now the president of World College Radio Day.
My name is Annabella Boland, and I am the general manager at WMSC-FM on the campus of Montclair State University in New Jersey.
I am president of College Radio Day 2020.
We are standing together as one and doing this day as a special day.
The kind of solidarity that we see in college radio on this day is the kind of global solidarity that the world needs.
We all do this because we love it. Student radio, nothing is like us.
Stay safe, stay healthy, long live college radio. Que viva la radio universitaria.
Status report. It's back again.
Press play.
The day college radios comes together around the world.
Turn your radio up as loud as possible.
Turn them radios up.
I love it.
Welcome, my friends,
to
World College Radio Day.
College Radio.
The old world is on the air.
College Radio is united.
Come on. Connection is coming.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 11, 10, 9.
Here we go. Are you ready?
Ignition sequence. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running.
Radio connected.
And now.
Now.
Connected to
Finland.
I don't really know how to start this, so I'll just jump right in the deep end to try and get a point across. I think it's safe to say that 2020 has been a pretty rough year to a lot of people, be it the ongoing pandemic shutting them down, the wildfires and accidents, or the protesting for equal human rights that sadly in loads of cases is being met by unnecessary hostility. All of the above can feel understandably tiring and just kind of numb you out. I've felt this, I've heard a lot of my friends and family express the same, and it's undoubtedly affecting a ton of good people all around the world. With all that on the table, I'd say that it has been way more important as of late for people to have a way to express themselves and cope with the situation. You know, like a hobby to stay active with, or a platform where they can share their thoughts with others. And I know that sounds really basic, but I think it's true. Sometimes something as simple as getting your voice out there can remove a weighty bit of anxiety and discomfort off your shoulders, since it can reaffirm that you're not the only one having troubles at these trying times. You're not alone with the struggle, and that sort of unity, at least in my case, feeds me with the drive to keep on going instead of just laying down in defeat. Though, don't get me wrong, when I say this, I don't mean that it never happens. I've had a lot of rough, tiring days when it's been hard to get things done, and I think that's pretty much to be expected. In these kind of unusual circumstances, we are left with little choice other than to adapt, and that's hard. But it's easier together. So try and keep yourself active, and stay in touch with people the best you can, okay? There's one more thing I'd like to say, though this is more so about one specific issue in particular, and that's discrimination. Your beliefs, be they political or religious, the tone of your skin, your nationality, the language you speak, none of that matters. Well, let me rephrase that. Your origins themselves, the culture that brings to the table, and the positive influence it has had on you and others matters. And it's good to be proud of that. But I think everyone should remember one thing. We're all human. We all exist on this one world for a lifetime, and then the next generation rolls in. Don't make your lifetime one of discrimination and hatred. Don't make that, of all things, your legacy. Avoiding discrimination doesn't mean abandoning your beliefs. It means letting others have their own. That's all I got, and I hope everyone has a wonderful day. Is it your birthday? Well, happy birthday. Is it not? Well, have a good one regardless. Cheers. Welcome back to In Out Finland podcast. Today with me I have Johnson.
Yo.
Wakio.
Hello.
And my name is Esa. Nice to meet you. Today we're talking about global solidarity for the World College Radio Day. So basically, what brings us together? Let's start with that.
Okay,
so we're basically just going to throw something on the table. First thing first, sports.
What?
Sports. They bring people together. Of course they do.
You want to mean like what things brings people together in general or?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Just mention things and talk about them. So sports bring people together in the sense that either they can watch it, they can go to the game itself, or they can play them. And I know in previous discussions we've had, it's been brought up many times that I'm not the biggest fan of sports. I admit this, so it's kind of weird for me to bring this up first. But even I can admit that I can do some sports, like bowling. Bowling is fun to just come together with.
The only thing that you cannot go to watch is the bowling. But yeah.
Do you even classify that as a sport? I don't know. In my opinion, it's not.
Count it as sport. What do you mean?
But we take it from here. We have like a big sports fans here.
Mm-hmm. You didn't even give us the option to like... You didn't even give us the option to pick what actually brings people together. Yeah. You just jumped with sports and you're not even a fan of sports.
Well, I assume,
what is wrong with you?
I assume just that the two of you would have something to say because I know you like
sports. It's been a long time that we didn't make an episode, so
he's warming up
with the three.
You are rusty.
I'm easing you in with sports because I know you like it.
There's rust all over you.
Maybe so. But in either case, I think that brings people together.
Power brings people together.
Power?
Yeah.
In what sense does power bring people together?
I don't know. I just had that thought. It's like anything and anywhere like lots of people gather together for some specific cause. If you really think deep into it, there's kind of power, something about power in between.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of talking about beliefs and stuff like
that? No,
not necessarily. Yeah. But rather than the action itself, there is like something behind that. Why you are doing these things? Or maybe a dream, a hope, a fear. That's what brings people together. It's not like the action to do that, for example, sport. But I don't know, maybe the hope that your country is going to win a trophy.
The idea behind it.
Yeah. Power. And I want someone to kind of like prove me wrong, because every thought I've had about what actually brings people together, it all boils down to power in some sort.
So
it's like if we're watching a game, you're a Chelsea fan, I'm an Arsenal fan.
Oh my God, that is fire.
Yeah, it's where the Arsenal fans are together and they support one team, and it's kind of like it's power. If you win against the other team, it's kind of considered like that team is more powerful than the other.
Well, I don't really know about that. Like, in a sense, yes. Power is a weird way to put it, though. I don't know. When you said power, the first thing that came to my mind was like a tyranny or some kind. Like, I have all the power. You all come here for me.
And no, not really.
Like domination. No.
But now to come to think of it, if you say music, I don't really see how power can... Yeah. Maybe in some way, if I really think about it.
Going I still to think some power is a weird word for it. But music does bring folks together. Like,
of course,
if it's a concert, then people go there and do their raves and whatever, that sort of thing. Mm. Although, I've been to some of those.
Yeah.
Oh, see? Yeah. That's...
And maybe with music, it's come like this need or the power to express when like the singer is singing a song that it's talk about something that maybe happened to you. Mm. You feel that, okay, I express myself out. And yeah, that's what I want to say. And he see it in a perfect manner.
You don't necessarily have to talk to the other people listening to the music.
Yeah.
Because the same message is sort of being delivered. Although in some cases, that message can vary to some degree. Mm-hmm. Like you listen to a song, one person may pick up something that the other person didn't.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
But I think we need to also note that it's one thing to be in the same concert with someone and one thing to actually be like make that concert bring us together. Like we know ourselves from this.
Mm.
If you know what I mean.
I think the biggest example, like about concerts bringing people together, is when they, you know, when the base example, when they put up like the lighters and stuff and wave them around, or glow sticks or whatever. Yeah, I don't know if lighters aren't allowed.
Yeah, it seems like unity, but do you really know the person standing close to you?
Do you have to? I don't think you do.
You don't, yeah. And that's what brings people together, yeah. And that can apply to other stuff, not only music. I mean, beliefs. If for example, you are believing in a religion and you go to pray in a church or in a mosque or somewhere, you don't have the next person praying. You don't have to know the next person staying next to you, but you are probably doing the same things and probably seeing the same things.
The ideal the idea behind the event itself is bringing you together.
Yeah. So generally a source of connection.
Yeah.
Should I say? The word just slipped from my... head.
Mm.
I think it's a good word. It connects people without there necessarily having to be verbal communication, like we're doing right now. That doesn't necessarily have to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like...
Agree.
It's kind of like your country is playing in the World Cup final.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Sometimes, like, for... I would say for Nigerians, they love football. We have a football team, the Super Eagles. The country could be in some form of chaos. I don't know. Something. Yeah. But then when we have like the African Cup, like the finals, everyone's glued to the TV screen. Everyone's like,
boy.
Like you forget everything else that's going on. And it's even more nicely chaotic when we actually win. It's like you can literally hear everyone screaming from their houses. So it's like... the whole country is one for that specific time.
Yeah, they got the same feeling.
Yeah.
Even if your life is shitty, but your country won't, you're going to feel happy.
I think the same thing.
If you are living a happy life and your country lose, you're going to feel that sadness also, as the rest of the people around you.
Yeah. Another good word for what brings people together in these cases is passion. Like, it's either an idea, but it can also be a passion for something. Like, in that example, it would be football and trying to win some kind of event. And it means a lot to people.
Yeah.
And I guess we get to that point that what, or to answer the question, what brings people together is those feelings, those
an ideal, hopes, an idea, a dream, a passion for something.
Think, that common passion. Yeah.
Fear also brings people together.
Yeah, definitely brings people together. Whenever there's some sort, like now there's the pandemic.
I feel like it's sort of doing that.
Like, it's kind of weird to think about it because it definitely makes it harder to stick together. But in a way, I feel like because of that very reason, people are trying to stay together more. Like,
yeah,
now
it's feel like we are in the same boat, even though we have to stay far from each other, but we feel like everyone is in the same situation.
It's like we're on Noah's Ark, like a giant ass boat, so we can keep the 1 meter restriction respected.
Yeah. And the boat in that scenario is the Earth itself. So
yeah,
but we can't deny it's chaotic.
It is chaotic, and sometimes chaos can be very disorienting, but it's not always bad. Like, when people are celebrating, it can be chaotic, but the cause for the celebration is good. So it's not inherently bad.
So if, okay, for instance, I gave the example of the Super Eagles game. What experiences have you guys had that something kind of like brought you and some strangers together, some common cause or something?
Honestly, a hobby. In a general sense, hobbies can do that. Even if it's something like, I've started drawing here and there, even though that's the sort of hobby that you'd think, like, your first thought is, oh, you're drawing. You just sit down and you draw. But at the same time, if you know people who also draw, it kind of, like, you start exchanging thoughts about it. Maybe you draw together, maybe, you know, even that sort of quote-unquote solo activity can bring people closer together. Not to even mention something like swimming, for example. Let's say you go, like, you do swimming for a hobby, for sports. That brings people together, like a swimming theme or something. Yeah.
Without knowing. It's hard to know how I should be.
It is also like online gaming.
Online gaming.
Yeah.
Without you, before you know it, you found yourself belonging to a group or a forum in the internet looking for strategies, how to win, how to be better in that game. Yeah.
I mean, that's a big standard as well, especially because a lot of my connections have kind of been put to stone with that. Let's say it like that. Like I started maybe just meeting them during a project or a random encounter in whichever place, and then games come up and we start playing together and we naturally like form some sort of bond.
College.
Yeah.
College brings
seeking
people
for
together.
For knowledge. It brings people together. Well,
the endless need for more knowledge and learning.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when you're in that environment with, other people with that same stuff, you get to connect more, have some professional relationships, some
even though some teachers put you in force to do that, put you in groups,
and that's how I know you two.
Basically,
we
met in school during a project and now we're here.
Now we have a common cause.
Now we have a common cause of talking. Talking to people, sometimes rambling like idiots. And maybe we'll make someone's day better. Actually, I feel like we're making our own day better when we talk to each other like this.
Yeah.
Just because it feels like we're getting something done and we're also kind of giving each other a laugh.
One reason of many.
One reason of many.
One of many.
It is fun.
So the downsides. Are there any downsides?
Everything in this world have a downside.
Everything has a downside. Basically, let us flip that theoretical coin upside down.
Cha-ching.
Those are the things that bring people together. But unfortunately, the world isn't like a utopia, a perfect place with no issues whatsoever. Yeah. A lot of things, sports included, music, beliefs, whatever you want to bring up, they have some kind of bad side as well. For example, if you take it to an extreme, I feel like anything can be bad. Let's say, like, if you're a fan of sports, okay, awesome, that's good for you. But what happens when some people are too passionate about it, too extreme, and then
they start like riots and beating
Let's
people
start
up.
A riot.
Yeah, like actually beating people up and breaking things on the streets because of the results of a game. That's not good.
Yeah, but it's passion. It's excess passion, I would say.
Excessive passion.
I don't know.
I feel like that can be a fault, though. Like, if you glance at religion, it's you can be pretty quick to notice why. Like, excessive... like, when you actually put too much behind what you believe in, it can become a fault.
I don't know. I personally, there is a theory that honestly I believe in, that there isn't, like, an extreme on things. It just, for example, if you say that person in extremist in religion or in following his sport club or whatever, it's not totally true, because if you think about it, it's either that person forget why he do that things at first, or he get a wrong idea about that. For example, let's take the example that we start with, sport, for example. If you feel you are extreme following your team, then you either forget why you are following this team at first. Maybe because you have fun and just enjoy yourself and feel your free times. Or you have a wrong idea about following club sport in general.
I think it could be, you could just be emotionally carried away. Yeah.
Like a good example also about that, like, if once again we glance at religion real quick, and I think you guys have also heard about this, like, I don't remember what specific document it was, documentary, I mean, but it's about a small church in America that actually, basically their motto is, if you're not in our church, you're going to hell.
Yeah.
So their belief is so extreme that they cannot accept anyone else in any way whatsoever.
That's my point. They are not extremes. They are just...
That's just wrong doctrine.
Exactly, yeah. They forget why they have in religion at first, to make the earth better place to live, or they forget those reasons first, then they like derive for another path that take
do
them
they
away
forget
from those goals.
Or do they get warped like halfway through with something?
I don't think it's forget.
I think it's just, forget. No. With time they forget. It happened also with politics, I guess.
For religion, I don't think it's forget.
I think
because
it's more
there's
so
doctrine. You either follow the doctrine or not.
When it comes to religion, it's like a complicated doctrine. It's not like that simple.
Yeah, but it's usually clear. I don't think, except the religion actually tells you to be extreme. I don't think...
I don't know, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, for example, take the example how we teach kids, or how they teach kids the religion. A kid, they tell them like a sample concepts about the religion, just to... If it involves God, you are just worshipping God and that's all. With time, as you grow up, they're going to give you like more complicated concepts, which make you forget the idea, the first one, which is just... worshipping God. That one example it could be. But
I personally think that pretty much anything when taken to the absolute extreme is inherently bad. Because even if it's something that on a base level would be good. For example, peace. If someone takes peace to an extreme, they start enforcing it to such an extreme that it doesn't give people a freedom anymore.
Yeah, boys, that's still peace.
Yeah, that's why. They forget what is the peace is, why I'm following that.
Oh, it's just wrong.
It is wrong.
Yeah, I think it's... No, not like wrong, like it's not good, but it's wrong, like the idea you have of this is wrong. So if you take peace to an extreme point, I think you have the idea of peace totally wrong.
Yeah, like you missed something in the translation.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a... It's going in U-turns. The world is that complex.
Okay, so we've talked about communities, the positive side, the negative side, and now we're going to continue a bit further with the negative, like just a touch further. And that is when there's a loud minority, like a big chunk of negativity.
Yeah.
Negativity. How the fuck do you spell that?
Yeah. What about it?
But what do you mean loud?
In the sense that, for example, with politics, it doesn't necessarily... There necessarily isn't that much negativity, but the people who bring it up are excessively loud and like maybe riot and stuff like that.
Okay,
or even discriminate towards other people.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I think I get what you mean. Yeah. So what about them?
Is there a way to basically silence or minimize the negativity that comes from that?
It's hard a question. And the first thing, what, like, how do you define that? It's a negativity. What you see it in negativity, those people see it like a positivity.
Well, basically, that's the issue. Like, people don't...
I'm a little bit here concerned about that, using negativity here, but yeah.
People don't necessarily, like, identify in the sense that their ideal has a negative influence to anything. But the fact of the matter is that it just does in some cases.
Yeah. Those things exist, yeah.
It's a bit tricky and controversial.
Yeah.
Because
still, yeah.
Negativity from one point can...
It can be positivity to someone else.
Yeah, it's just looking at something from another perspective, like understanding it in a different way and not agreeing to it.
Yeah, but I think what he meant here is that we have two groups of people. The majority think it's a negativity. And the minority think it's a negativity. How we deal in that situation, how to minimize if those who think that it's negativity trying to harm or do something against the will of the others.
Like, for example, if there's a religion, whatever it is, Christianity or whatever.
Yeah.
Let's say that there's a big chunk who just takes the good from it. And then there's a small chunk who doesn't feel like that's enough and they start pushing it to other people, though they don't necessarily feel comfortable with that.
Yeah.
But they're still trying to force it on others. Is there any way to silence that sort of thing? And can it be done without actually limiting freedom of speech?
Honestly, I don't think so. You can never kill an idea. You just like delight the loudness of this idea. Or just
it's just delayed.
Yeah.
But it's...
You can never kill it. Once an idea is born, it's there. You have to deal with it. It's hard. Yeah, it's not the easy thing. I mean, like one of the biggest problems that we have in our world right now. And...
I feel like I in those cases, like most commonly you hear about the negative rather than the positive. Yeah. So it may feel like there's more negativity than positivity.
Yeah.
I think the only paper-based solution, it seems to be harder than said, is, for instance, the extremist, the religious extremist, you... have to kind of like, the logical sense would be to let them know, like, should I say the truth, or kind of like let the ones who are not the extremists, let the ones who take whatever doctrine is given to them and let them kind of like explain it to the extremists and be like, I think you're pushing this too far. That's the only logical sense.
Yeah.
Aside that, there's no solution to this.
See, that's the logical thing. But if someone has an extreme idealism, I don't think that will shake it. Like they will cling on to it regardless.
I know some stuff like that. And when a person is on that side of minority or negativity or whatever you call it, it's very hard to convince them that they are in the wrong position.
It's hard, but it's doable. What other choice do you have?
Well, the bottom line of it is that it's very hard. It's not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, yeah. As I mentioned before, it's like one of the biggest problems for me. If we could reach a level of agreement that, hey, whatever you believe in, whatever you do, just don't get physical. Don't hurt, don't kill, don't do anything bad to other person. And say whatever you want and believe in whatever you want. But in that situation, you have to put a rule. And those people that are against you, they won't follow those rules. And you all start like walking in that void again. But yeah.
Basically, even if you believe in something, that doesn't mean that you necessarily have to, like, make others believe in that same exact thing in the same exact way you yourself do. Like, there's more to it than that.
Exactly. Yeah.
People are supposed to have some semblance of freedom of deciding that. And I think it was well worded that basically feel free to believe and do whatever you want as long as it does not harm another person.
Yeah, especially physically. It can be harm, like mentally. You can see something bad about your religion. Mm-hmm. It's going to hurt you mentally, but at least physically, let's agree not to get to that point. I don't know.
That was a really big thing we just brought up.
Yeah.
But let's type
bigger
down.
Than us, I guess.
Yeah, bigger than us. We can't really answer this sort of thing. We can only talk about it in a sense.
But good, I don't think it can be answered.
Yeah, but in one
at
more
least you
question.
Can talk about it, all right.
Do you think the negativity caused by these things outweighs the positive influence? For example, if a group brings good, like they give food to the poor or make sure that people can actually stay under a roof. But then there's a bad side of that's very same group that is basically putting pressure on people and pretty much exhorting them.
Yeah.
Do you think the positivity rings louder?
I mean, it's not the essence of the world. It must be the opposite of things.
There must be balance.
Yeah, there must be balance. If there isn't those negative things, the opposite, the positivity won't get like the motivation to be there. If, for example, we live in a perfect world, how like those people who are volunteering now and doing, working for good causes, from where they gonna get the motivation?
If
everything is perfect around them. It must be someone who like doing the bad, just. We need to push in the way that positivity is more than negativity.
I don't know.
Yeah,
my views when it comes to this, because I'm always thinking in a very logical and balanced way. It's like once we have light, there's always going to be darkness. If there's no darkness, then you wouldn't even know what light is. So
I'll give you a winter prediction. It's going to be cold, it's going to be gray, and it's going to last you for the rest of your life.
positivity can't exist without negativity.
No, it cannot. And this world cannot leave. The world cannot leave without those two. So I don't know how we're going to escape with this. Because there's also the idea that it's like, how do I put it? It's like when you bring some sort of like, when you're saying, okay, the rule we have is you can believe this and you can believe that, but don't harm yourselves. It
or
doesn't,
each other.
Yeah, don't harm each other. Mm. It doesn't mean you guys don't disagree. It doesn't mean you guys don't mentally kind of like hate each other. You guys can actually have that, and it doesn't solve anything.
You don't.
Do you get the idea?
I do, but at the same time, you don't necessarily have to hate someone to have the opposing belief.
Yeah, I know, but more times than not, it can tend to lead to that.
It can.
So there's really, in my head, there's really almost no solution. The only thing is, we just need to continue to talk about positivity, kind of like keep spreading that idea of like, this is the human race. This is the only race that counts. Yeah, we have animals. We love animals too. But yeah, we're all one. We always need to kind of like preach that. We would continue to preach that forever.
And ever.
It's me echoing. But yeah, I think that's the only thing. That's the only solution we have.
Yeah. Because I'm the one on charge. Huh?
Yeah. So...
That's true.
Yeah, I think now we kind of have to like give a message. How do we tell
Actually, we need a chair on that.
Yeah, we need to go higher, like to we kind of went on a depressing slope.
Well, I feel like it's important to talk about the flip side of things as well.
Yeah. We shouldn't always make it look like it's all laugh. Yeah, there is a downside. But then what message do we have now, because it's global solidarity. Yeah. What message do we have now for, let's say, people who come together for a cause of knowledge? So let's say all the students around here, the college, high schools. What message do we have for them?
If I have to say something, if I have a say on that, the first thing that believe and know that those things are exist. The first step toward everything. Okay, and accept that there's differences, even though if you are in the same group, there is a differences.
Yeah.
Basically that no matter what your belief is from a political or religious standpoint, what your nationality is or what language you speak, none of that, like, okay, of course it matters, but it doesn't necessarily push us all enough.
Well.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would say, yes, as Wakil also said, everyone should be able to recognize that there are differences.
Yeah.
There's good, there's bad, there's evil. It's always going to be there. But then I would say every good deed or every form of like solidarity or unity begins with you. So just think about someone else as you would think about yourself.
Yeah.
If you look at the next person, no matter the culture, no matter the background, religious status and all that, just think about the person as you're thinking about yourself. You wouldn't want to harm yourself.
Yeah.
So don't harm anyone else. Take some time, understand another person's culture. It might actually,
yeah, that's a good,
yeah,
good approach. Put yourself in their shoes.
Put yourself in their shoes. Yeah. Know about the culture. It pays to have that knowledge than to be ignorant.
Yeah.
Treat others the way you'd like to be treated.
Yeah, but also know about others. I would be very, very sure, like, okay, the KKK extremist, if they had like a specific time frame where they were like together with the people that they hated so much and had to do something together for a specific period of time, they would have a different approach on how they see the other person. Yeah. And I think there have been kind of like situations where some of them kind of had these experiences and they were like, really, like, I never knew this. It changed my perspective. Like, yeah, so I feel we should take the time to know more
and see things from
about the diversity of someone else.
Yeah.
See things from multiple perspectives, try and understand why someone feels some way or believes in something without attacking it head on.
Yep. And this doesn't just go for the students, college, the universities. This goes for
all aspects,
everyone.
Everyone.
Everyone. So this is a message to everyone who's listening right now.
Yeah.
So
how is the situation in our lovely planet right now? Are we getting like more together or are we getting more apart from each other?
I feel like it's more so the former. So we're brought together more, especially considering the current circumstances. Obviously, there's some conflicting factors. For example, the protesting most heavily in America right now.
Yeah.
Like, that's the biggest example of people being pushed apart. The pandemic in itself, I feel like, has brought people together because they feel like they have to seek it out.
Yeah.
Mm. That's for me, I think it's still 50-50.
Yeah.
It's still the same way. We have devices that makes you connect with people who are miles away, but then
apart from your family that is like 10 meters away.
Yeah, we still find a way to fuck it up. Yeah.
I mean, it's a 50-50, but I'd still say that it leans more towards being brought together.
I guess so with this globalization and with digitalization and
I think
it's slightly 50-50. Slightly better.
No,
slightly
I don't
more.
Really think so. I think it's 50-50.
You're negative.
No, I'm just being real.
You're talking through sadness and pain. Basically, everyone should stick together, believe in what you want, but at the same time, don't deny others from believing in what they want to believe in.
Yep,